filmed in Vermont, the other smaller Wisconsin.
We're taking off for the moon. Fasten your seatbelts. Let's go. Oh, we have landed on the moon. I'm so excited. I see people. Must be the moon people.
Well, thank you, Lucia, Pamela. This is DJ Frederick, and you are listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. On the Radio Thrift Shop, the dustier the vinyl, the better. I celebrate old reel-to-reels, 8-tracks, 78s, cassettes, all forms of phonographic records, and even endangered and homemade CDs. Radio Thrift Shop is music in all genres in the spirit of free and freeform radio. Thanks for tuning in. All right, we're going to start the program off this week with a band that was led by Lynn Blessing. I played some of his music last week. This is The Advancement and a tune called Stone Folk. Thank you. Favorite Dead Can Dance song, that was Spirit. Before that, Helmut Zacharias with Hurdy Gurdy Man. We started that set off with The Advancement and Stone Folk. Yes, this is DJ Frederick. You're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. I'm going to start a new segment here on the Thrift Shop. It'll be an occasional segment, and it's called The Thrift Shop Library. I'm going to be playing selections of library music. Well, what is library music? Well, unlike popular and classical music publishers who typically own less than 50% of the copyright in a composition, production music libraries own all of the copyrights of their music. Therefore, it can be licensed without the composer's permission as necessary in licensing music for normal publishers. It's because virtually all music created for music libraries is done on a work-for-hire basis. Production music is a convenient solution for media producers. They can be assured that they will be able to license any piece of music in the library at a reasonable rate, whereas a specifically commissioned work could be prohibitively expensive. So production music libraries typically offer a broad range of musical styles and genres, enabling producers and editors to find out what they need in the same library. Music libraries vary in size from a few hundred tracks up to thousands of tracks. The first music production library was set up by DeWolf Music in 1927 with the advent of sound and film, and the company originally scored music for use in silent films. Library music composers and session performers typically work anonymously, and they have rarely become known outside of their professional circles. In recent years, however, some veteran composer performers in the field, such as Alan Hawkshaw, John Cameron, and Keith Mansfield, have achieved cult status, and as a result of a new interest in library music of the 1960s and 70s, notably the beat and electronica cues recorded for KPM and other labels, they've become widely sampled by DJs and record producers, and in recent years, some of the British musicians have given public performances of their classical compositions under the group name KPM All Stars. So that's a little bit of an introduction to library music, music that is produced for non-specific use, such as films, television, radio, you name it. But it can get very, very, very interesting sometimes. Okay, so the Thrift Shop Library. We're going to start off with a piece by a session group, a music session group called the folk group Underworld. Thank you. That was the Thrift Shop, a library set. Lots of production music there. We started out with the folk group in a tune called Underworld. After that, Terry Cox, Just Cruisin', Dan Seepers and Miriam Chadkar with Additional Rays, Seeds of the Earth, the song called Brother Bad, Alan Morehouse and West Coastin', and finally, Janko Nilovich and The Black Horse. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. And the show is the Radio Thrift Shop, Analog Culture for a Digital World. I have some announcements for you if you're out and about looking for some live music in the not-too-distant future. At the Tupelo Hall in Londonderry on June 6th, Otmar Liebert and Luna Negra. And on June 7th, the Wood Brothers. Ashley Flynn will open that show. For more information, visit tupelohall.com. At the Red Door over in Portsmouth on Friday, June 7th, Family Photo will be performing, and for more information, visit reddoorportsmouth.com. There's a new folk music concert series starting up in Antrim on June 8th with Dave Mallett, and on June 21st, the Kennedys. Events are at the Antrim Stone Church, 235 Clinton Road, just below the Antrim Grange. The events include a potluck, so what's not to like? Bring some food, share some food, and enjoy some fantastic music. For more information, visit folkmusic8760.com. And next Saturday, June 8th, at the Round Room Coffee House down in Mount Vernon, Jeff Sprague will be hosting their monthly open mic. For more information, you can visit roundroomcoffeehouse.com. Well, I have an occasional segment featuring Hammond organ called If I Had a Hammond. We're going to hear the tune If I Had a Hammer by Richard Groove Holmes.
of happiness beyond my wildest dreams. I think of you.
I think of you.
When I think of doing things impossible though they seem.
Everything's wonderful, everything's wonderful, everything's love, everything makes me think of you.
From 1936, that was Xavier Cugat. Before that, Saul Hopi from 1927 with The Only, Only One. Vess Osman before that from 1906, The St. Louis Tickle. We start. And then before that, Sign of the Times with I Think of You, 7-inch vinyl single released on Numero Group. We started that set off with Richard Groove Holmes, If I Had a Hammer. Well, this is DJ Frederick. Thank you for listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. I like to visit the last century of recorded sound. I like to play stuff all the way going back to the late 1800s until, stuff that hasn't been released yet. So on that note, I've got a brand new release we're going to close out the program with. It was released on audio cassette by Gnome Life Records. The artist is Mountain Hood. And the tune is Peter Hampson's Childlike Observations. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week at the thrift shop.
year 2000?
In the year 2000, where will we be? Hanging on that star or a willow tree? In the year 2000, just you and me. In the year or two, there could be three. We'll walk on the moon, just wait and see. I'll build a hut, then we'll be free. Yes, free in the year 2000. How happy we'll be. We'll be in college, you and me. We'll even play football, too, on the year 2000. I wonder where we will be on the year 2000. In the year 2000. I wonder where we will be in the year 2000. I think I'll be on the moon.
This is Lucia Pamela. We hope you have enjoyed your stay on the moon. Watch for Lucia Pamela's next record coming out soon.